Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I honestly don't know how to approach this because I have three or four different angles in my head. Number one, let me just start here. I owe the people of this room and everyone who listens to this radio station a genuine, heartfelt apology.
Interesting.
I am so scared.
Okay. Yeah.
Yesterday, I made a big deal about I was not exaggerating. I had a full-blown panic attack trying to watch It Ends With Us.
Oh.
Because which scene really like set it off?
This is where I'm going to probably get in trouble. But as I said yesterday, I'm getting more of a sense of where anxiety comes from as a result of this, where, and I mean no disrespect to people who have anxiety because I'm becoming that.
Welcome to the club.
But it wasn't so much a scene as it was me going, this is happening, and this plus this equals this. And if this plus that equaling that does these three other things, this thing's going to get to a place. And like my anxiety was not based on what was happening, but what I thought was going to happen. Which is what anxiety is.
Yeah. Have you seen Inside Out 2?
It was on in the background. That character drove me nuts, so I didn't watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
They do an interesting job of like, because anxiety is not necessarily bad, right? Like joy lives in the moment. Anxiety is thinking about the future, and you need a healthy balance of both. But it's when anxiety.
I don't know that you need a healthy balance of anxiety.
Well, you need to think about the future. You can't just live in the moment all the time. I mean, that's.
You can't be worried.
That's how you make bad decisions, if you don't think about the consequences, how it will affect your life. So,
you think anxiety is good?
If it's in the right balance, yeah, with joy.
I think it should be a different word then. I don't think anxiety is a good thing. Because you're. One, I don't think you have it. No, I do. Yeah, you do. You don't have it the way Aaron does or I do. Like where...
Anxiety can be beneficial in some situations, but it can also be harmful if it's excessive or interferes with your life.
Mm-hmm. Or if you don't have joy to balance it out and you're just anxiety, then you're worrying too much about the future and not enough in the present. But if you're just in the present, you're making bad decisions because you're just like, well, what would feel good right now?
Yes.
To run out in the street.
Right.
Like, I want to get across the street.
Okay, so too much joy is bad, but I think anxiety and joy... The bottom line is, I have finished the movie.
Nice.
I said I would, if the listeners said, and we had you guys text in, 303-222-5423, and the bulk of people... I only read a couple, but you guys were like, dude, you gotta...
It was resounding, I think, yeah.
To just watch it.
And people said, especially as a father, you should finish it.
A father of a girl, specifically.
Yes. Yes. Well, even of a boy, you don't want him to be...
Well, yeah.
The other side of this coin.
Mm.
But it was when they got in a fight in the restaurant.
Gotcha.
Was when I was like, I can't, because I know where this is going. And in my head, it ends with us. There's going to be an ending. You know what I mean? Yes. I don't want to give away the whole movie.
Okay.
But it's like.
So it wasn't just that they were eating in a restaurant and they didn't know the owner that bothered you?
No.
It was something actually.
Here's the thing. They
did know the owner.
Oh, no. And you were still.
It was all me. It was my life.
I haven't seen it. I haven't read it. Aaron, you said you read the book too, right?
And I actually watched it last night as well.
Because everybody texted and like Aaron's like, I'm going to do it too. And I'm like, what? You really did.
I did.
Did you feel any time?
No.
Like I need to
turn it off? She's already read the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she knew what It Ends With Us means, which is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
But in my head, it was not going to be lovely. It Ends With Us was going to be It Ends With Us.
Yeah.
This stops now!
Final battle.
That, yes. And,
yeah.
Like, finish him!
That, boss like, match. Mortal Kombat.
Yes. So that's why I think I owe an apology, but I don't know what to do moving forward. Like, did you like the movie?
I didn't think it was as bad as everyone, like,
oh,
during,
did it get panned?
I think a little bit. I just remembered like the promo tour mostly.
Oh, because she was an idiot.
Yeah. So I don't really remember what everyone thought about it, but I didn't think it was bad.
Do you think TX should watch it?
Hmm.
No.
Not yet.
No.
Your little girl's too perfect right now. Don't do it yet.
Okay.
But there is a point where you should definitely watch it. I mean, it's
okay, and
as but and you don't need to watch it. It like I think frat boys should watch it. Like I think any guy should watch it and go, "Hey, man, sometimes what you think is just kind of a harmless thing and can be explained away by a spur of the moment deal isn't."
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I mean, okay. I don't want to be a downer or anything, but it's just like it was eye opening because even I was dismissing some of the behaviors as is like. Oh, something tragic happened. Like, that's why that happened or whatever. But I don't know what I'm.
Okay. So wait, how long do I wait? Do I wait until my daughter's your daughter's age or?
I don't know.
Should I read the book first?
No, don't read. God.
What the heck?
No, but I guess all I'm saying is I'm sorry to everybody. The point is this. Then I watch the rest of the movie and it's flipping great. Like, the high point of anxiety, once I knew I had no choice, like I clockwork oranged myself.
Yeah.
I taped myself to a chair, little baby eye speculums on my eyes, and just like, I had to, I'm like, I'm sitting here and I'm going to finish it. And then it's nothing. This
There's
is
a
my,
good resolution.
Yes. And
okay.
And my point towards anxiety is, and I'm not trying to dismiss people's anxiety, but sometimes if you just push through, it's literally not what you thought it was going to be. 9 times out of 10, when you're like bound up on your floor, as I was, too afraid to hit play again because of what I knew was going to happen, none of those things happened.
Wow. I've heard like similar things before. It's like when you're worrying about the future, you're feeling the emotions of like something bad's going to happen and you're experiencing those emotions and you don't have to because that thing hasn't happened. So now you're-
And it also might not. And in my case, absolutely did not happen. So
good.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Watch.
And I accept your apology.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.